Graham, firstly, give us your thoughts on the performance and the result.
Obviously disappointed with the result. We didn't come here to get beat. Performance was okay, or we were allowed to compete. And then, our performance and our competitive game lasted probably about 20 minutes today for one reason or another.
A lot of yellow cards around today. A sending off for Anthony Sarcevic.
Two sendings off.
A sending off for Anthony Sarcevic, yeah. and a sending to the stand for yourself.
Yeah.
First time that's happened to you as a manager.
Yep.
Can you give us your thoughts on the sendings off of your players and generally the cards and the referee's performance?
Right. It was obviously about that today. I think it was two good teams that were competing for the first 15-20 minutes. Then there was one tackle on the touchline, which the crowd sort of reacted to. And then from then on, it was just I don't know what it was really. It wasn't a game of professional football, because for a game of professional football, you have to have two teams who are allowed to compete. And that wasn't the case. I really hope there was no Chesterfield players badly hurt today, because it was such a ferocious game from us. I'll have to speak to the animals that I manage, because there was some horrendous tackles going in there today, apparently. One of our players gets sent off for foul and abusive language, and I get sent off for clapping. Now, I didn't realise that was against the rules of football, but apparently it is.
Inappropriate behaviour in the technical area, according to the referee.
Brilliant. Fantastic. They do make me laugh sometimes, because I've seen a few of these reports this year when I've actually had referees ringing me up personally on a Monday to apologise for decisions, but then seeing the reports that the assessor gives, and the referees had a fantastic game. So something's obviously wrong, but I've kept them to myself because I know they have difficult jobs. But that was just... something I haven't seen before today. I'm gobsmacked, and what I am proud of is my players' actual control, because if I'd have been a player out there, I would have lost myself probably, because we were one man down after 20 minutes and then two men down when Sars gets sent off.
You disappointed in Anthony Sarcevic?
I'm disappointed, but it's a learning process for Sars. He's got frustrated. We were all frustrated. He was frustrated at the official. So was I. So was everyone else. And unfortunately, I think it's probably a build-up of what's happened to us this season on numerous occasions when we've played in front of a vocal crowd. And maybe it's a result of that. But I've been sent off in my own playing career. I'll learn by each one. I'm sure Sars will learn from that today.
You were 2-0 down at the time. Was he irate about the awarding of the goal? Did he feel there was some infringement in the build-up to that second goal?
Well, there was. There was. There was a ridiculous free kick in the first goal given against David Ball, competing with a lad 2 foot tall than him, 3 stone heavier than him. But apparently he made contact from the fourth. That's what he tells me. Apparently you're not allowed to make contact anymore in football. So we might as well do away with shin pads. Then the second goal, it was a free kick on Josh just before it, and the lad takes the free kick before the referee's whistle, which is, at the time, I knew, and I've just watched it on DVD. So
there was audibly a whistle as well.
Yes, there was. Yeah. I knew it at the time. You know what I mean? And that's why my players are frustrated. We weren't allowed to compete today. That's as simple as that.
Second half, obviously. Probably a damage limitation exercise, but your players at least never gave up, did they? They stayed in the game as best they could.
I said to them, there wasn't for one second did I think any of them threw in a towel. Man, that's fantastic for them, because it would have been easy to lose their temper and do something silly, but they didn't do that. It was a damage limitation, because that's how it had to be. That's what we were forced to do.
Adam Chickson's come in on loan, and it's like a baptism of fire almost today. Everything that could go wrong has gone wrong.
Hopefully we'll be able to play LMB 11 on Tuesday, and we'll have a fair game. But I thought Adam did well, for since he's only come in for a training session yesterday, and that's the and we've had to bring in a left back at the last minute because of another poor decision last week in a ridiculous sending off, a nothing challenge, and it's too easy to give poor decisions against our club, unfortunately.
But at the end of the day, you've got a game on Tuesday now,
yep.
And I guess you're thinking that's a good thing, put this behind you, move on quickly and try and get some points on the board and back on track.
Yeah, I started putting today behind me about 15 minutes from the end. It was, you know, we obviously, it was a game we weren't going to get anything from. I was just hoping that lads would get through without another red card or an injury of some sort. I've just said to the lads there, not even going to talk about today, it's on to Tuesday, that's it.
In your opinion, Graham, not wanting to lead you into anything, but in your opinion, professional referees, at the top level, is that reflected further down? Are they professional enough, these people who've got your future and your players' futures in their hands?
I don't think I'm allowed to have an opinion, am I? I showed my opinion by applauding and got sent off, so I don't want to give any more oxygen to these things. You know, if people like Jose Mourinho and Chelsea are feeling hard done by, what a fleet we're going to get dealt with. That's where we are. But we have to somehow find a way of getting around this problem that we faced on many occasions this season. I thought we had to a certain extent, but today makes me feel short, like the supporters have been shortchanged because they've come across to see two good teams compete hard against us, which we did all last season, and today was basically a non-event, really.